Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Moses said this to the Lord, if your presence does not go with us, I'm not going to leave this place. And when the children of Israel persisted in going on, he says, don't go. He said, don't go because the Lord is not with you. They went on anyway and they got whooped on by the enemy. God's presence is with us. He is Emmanuel, the Lord our God with us. And we do right and we do good to honor and acknowledge his holy presence. We do right and we do good to honor and reverence his presence, to acknowledge him that he's here. Not just sing about him, but sing to him. Not sing as if he's afar off, way up in the heavenlies, although that is where he resides, that's his abode. But he's right here in our midst. And he's not here just because he has nothing better to do. He's here because he's been welcomed. He's here because he's been summoned by our praise and our worship. He inhabits the praises of his people. The Father seeketh those who worship him in spirit and in truth. You can do it at home. You can do it in the car. You can do it in the marketplace. You can do it on the streets. But when we gather together as a holy assembly and we begin to honor and reverence and magnify the Lord, he shows up. And whatever we have need of, we can trust him that he's going to make it all good. Whatever we are facing, we know that because our God is with us, this thing that we face is going to pass away. No foe can stand against our God. No situation or circumstance is too small. If it concerns us, it concerns him. And he will certainly come in and make all the difference. Things can come to try and destroy us, defeat us, overwhelm us, put us in a state of misery, hopelessness, and despair. But if we'll acknowledge the Master, right in the midst of it, he'll put a praise upon our lips and within our hearts. And he will manifest and show up and show off if we'll give him that divine opportunity. If you've got something that you're facing, just say right now, show up, God.
Show up, God.
Show up, God.
Show up, God.
Show up.
Show up.
And show off.
And show off.
Show your mighty power.
Show your mighty power.
And your outstretched arm.
And your outstretched arm.
In this situation.
In this situation.
And I'm just going to praise you right now.
I'm just going to praise you.
I'm going to exalt you right now. because I believe in what I prayed, and I believe that you're here, and I believe that you're able, and I believe that there's nothing too hard or too difficult for you. I believe all things are possible. I believe. Something that just like picked me up and body slammed me. This body will always give up its reasonable service to the Lord.
Yes.
And though it may get attacked, and though we may suffer and endure spiritual attacks from the enemy, we never give in and we never surrender. So I went into warfare with that stuff and emerge victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God still heals, delivers, sets free.
Yes.
Praise God. You praise him in the midst of infirmity. Don't let infirmity have its way. Don't let sickness rest comfortably in your body without putting up a fight, without putting up some kind of a resistance, without saying no. So Monday I gave my body some rest. I asked Deacon Aquino to take QLM, and if he couldn't do it, Preacher Man, if he couldn't do it, Deacon Patton. Deacon Aquino took it. I understand they went to war, start praying for me, and I thank you for that.
Glory.
That's a wonderful thing to know. A Tuesday morning, praise God, turning point.
Come on.
It's the best way I can put it, turning point. Turning point. And then today, oh yeah. Yesterday was so good. You never really appreciate divine health until you have an attack, an infirmity hit your body. When an infirmity hits your body, and all of a sudden you're weakened, not weakened in faith, the body just gets attacked. You really have an appreciation for health. And so, yesterday, not that it was the only thing, but it was, I like blessing my wife. So, yesterday I felt so good. I went and I fixed a real good dinner. Praise God. I ain't saying that to get, I'm not going to say what she said. I'm not saying that to score. I'm not saying that to make any man feel like guilty or for any wife to look at her husband and say, you never do that for me. But I kid you not, when she came in the house, dinner was all ready. We sat down and we ate. And it's a good meal too. I was impressed. I'm like, praise God. That was pretty good. And you like it when they turn out good because, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you do all of this preparation and fix this meal and then it don't turn out right. And then it's like, oh man, all of that labor and all of that love. It's love, yeah, love, love. All right, QLM, we have to talk to Pastor. We have to have a talk with him. Well, if you can't cook, then don't get in the kitchen. Do something else. Go buy some flowers or something. But if you can cook,
yeah,
it's okay to go in there and, you know, fix something up every now and then. And so anyways, even today I just feel so much better.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And to God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Why do I say that? Because we got a couple of prayer requests here. One written and one was, yes, asked, requested. And so we want to go before the throne of grace. There's nothing too hard for God. I was reading in a Charisma magazine the other day, and there was this gentleman by the name, I think his name, first name is John Jackson. He had started a ministry back in, I think, 2014. He found out that he had this cancer. They discovered it in his leg, and it was massive. And so I guess it spread throughout his body. And through Charisma magazine, they were asking the saints of God to pray and giving them specifics and how to pray. And so I joined in. I said, Lord, I don't know what the situation is with him now, but I pray that you raise him up. Well, the Lord raised him up and promoted him and brought him home. So he's with the Lord Jesus Christ now. That's a win-win situation. For every believer, it's a win-win situation. If you're still alive, you win. And if you go on to be with Jesus, you win. Would have loved to have heard that he was raised up and continued the work, but obviously his work was complete. And he's now at home with the Lord. But sometimes things go that way and they go in that direction. And we can't be discouraged by those things. We just continue to believe. You still believe in healing. You still believe God is able to raise the dead. You still believe God casts out devils. You still believe you shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. You still believe that the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if they've committed any sins, the Lord will forgive them. You know, you still believe in the anointing of oil, if you will. You still believe. Hallelujah. Amen. That's one thing we don't stop believing. And so we're going to join in agreement with some of these, couple of these prayer requests. One is for, if she doesn't mind, Sister Tracy's mom. We're going to lift her up tonight. Sister Tracy's mom was raised up. She was given over for dead. How long ago was that? Almost 2 years now. And God raised her up. The doctors thought that she was going, and God raised her up.
Hallelujah.
For his glory. Amen.
Yes.
And so we just believe God for miracles. We believe that he'll do it. I have this other one, and if I pronounce the name wrong, please forgive me, but it looks like it's Aaron or Adrian Monriquez. Is that right? Aaron Monriquez. Okay, that was good. I should have known the writing. So we're going to lift him up as well. He's 12 years old and has been battling cancer. His tumors are so big that he's unable to walk. His parents are struggling trying to pay the hospital bills. Can we come into agreement for this young man's healing and a financial blessing and miracle for his family? Is it okay if we pray tonight?
Amen. Woo!
I've been a little different tonight, but it's okay. Wednesdays, I have the blessed opportunity of connecting with pastors on the East Coast in Iowa, Florida, and then some of them just come in from wherever. I don't know if they're Kentucky or somewhere like that. So many things have been happening in the earth, and today I was betwixt and betwaxt, and I shared it with Pastor Lucia. Betwixt and betwaxt because I'm like, Lord, you know, I feel led in this direction. And I know from the previous times that we've come together and how we prayed, I don't want to kind of like take over. I just want to hit some certain things that have been going on. I mean, ISIS beheading 21 Christians, Coptic Christians, the believers, they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and ISIS behead 21 of them and said that they're going to Rome because they're going to kill more. Those that believe in Jesus, those that believe in the cross. And so I'm watching Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly is interviewing Fox News. Bill O'Reilly is interviewing a couple of priests and an outspoken, fanatical preacher by the last name of Jeffries, I think that's his name. And he's given them an opportunity to share where they stand with these things going on and how it appears that the administration, you know, they have their agenda. And they don't want to call things what they are. It is what it is. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's in their belief system. Some may not do it, but nevertheless, it's there. Others do. But they want to establish, as they call it, a caliphate. They want to have their own nation or country. But their goal is to rule the world. Their goal is to bring the world under the rulership of Islam, Sharia law. And its tentacles have spread across the land, not only in the Middle East, but its tentacles are spreading across the United States of America. We're facing it with our own court system. They are getting in high places. What was it, last week or weekend before? I think it was last week. And I'm not saying, you know, that they don't have the right, they can do what they want to. I'm believing God for a Mount Carmel experience. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's go up to the mountaintop and let's see whose God is God. You call on Allah, I'll call on Jehovah. The one that answers by fire, he's God. Amen. So as we were coming back from Modesto, Pastor Sin and I were riding, and we noticed this gentleman pulled over on the side of the road. It was about 10 minutes to 6 in the evening. And this gentleman was pulled on the side of the road, and we looked, and then he was bending down, and then as we got closer, we saw he had his mat, and he got down, and he did their, you know, because they pray, what, 5 times a day, something like that. And I'm like, man, if we don't wake up, we'll have a real big problem on our hands. So I listened even to, who was it? It was Dr. Ben Carson.
Yes.
And they've been asking him questions about what his thoughts are concerning things. And he said, you know, I'll paraphrase. He says, we got to deal with this thing. We got to cut it off. We got to kill it. You don't let a tree spread out its roots and then start growing branches and get stronger and stronger, because then it'll be too difficult to get a handle on this thing. So you get it now before it reaches that place where you won't be able to defeat it or destroy it. And so I'm like this for the phone call. Lord, I know some of these pastors and I know how they believe. We can disagree about things, but still agree on the main things. And I'm like, I'm not going to try and push my agenda, but and it's not like I have a personal agenda, but this thing is pressing on me. And so I'm like, Father, if I've allowed myself to go too far with this, then pull me back. But if on the other hand, you know, this is you, confirm it. And so as soon as we connected, and one of the first pastors was one of the three, myself, him, and another pastor who have come together, God used us to bring this about. He said, you know, something happened that was troubling him, and there was 21 Christians that were beheaded. And he says, and I didn't see no news media saying anything about it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh yeah, there's one that spoke out about it. And I'm holding this in. And it says, and it's bothering me because there's not been any protests. There's not been anyone, you know, from the body of Christ really speaking out against this. And I'm like, oh, you should have saw Bill O'Reilly last night. That's what I'm thinking inwardly. And so there happened to be another person on the phone. And he said, you know, Bishop, I heard what you had to say. And I just want to say this, that I was watching television last night and Bill O'Reilly was sharing about this situation. And he had a couple of priests and he had a pastor on there, Pastor Jeffries. And, you know, they were dealing with that very subject. And so Fox News was covering it. And so the pastor did say they want to get pastors to start sharing with their people about this, what's going on, to cry out, to pray. And so I'm like, Lord, that's the door. So that was the door. So I just came through. I said, okay, not only was it Bill O'Reilly having these clergy, having these priests and this pastor, I said, but Bill O'Reilly himself, he challenged pastors. He challenged those of different beliefs and all. He says, I want you this Sunday, not trying to tell the church what to do, but it's like, oh, come on, let's say something about this. Let's just not let it go on. And don't think this is just being all politics, because this is going to affect you.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
We got to get our head out of the sand and pay attention to what's going on in the land. And so I said, you know, Bill O'Reilly not only said that, I said, but he said that, you know, he wants every pastor, every priest, every rabbi in their synagogues to tell their people about what's going on. These Christians are being beheaded. These Christians are being persecuted and nobody's doing anything, and want you to tell them and then challenge them to call the White House and tell them, we want you to do something about this. We want you to do something. See, the United States, the administration don't want to take the lead, but this is how I view it. Government is established, according to Romans chapter 13. Government is established to be a terror to evil works. Government is supposed to, they are ordained by God to eradicate wickedness. If you do right, you will get praise from the same ones. But if you do wrong, they will become your worst nightmare. That's why God established government. You notice he didn't send the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to do that. He said, no, y'all take care of the church. But I will use them to take care of the land. So it's government's responsibility. And I take this, when you have it in your power to do, and you don't do it, shame on you. It is sin for you. And we have the military might, the military power, the military intellect. we have the ability to take the lead and take them out. Well, is that the Christian thing to do? When the devil raises his head up and starts mutilating and beheading Christians, we better say something. We know in the last days that's what it's going to be like. And ISIS, to me, is bringing back to the forefront something that we thought was ancient and no longer being done. And that's cutting people's head off. But they're doing it now on a regular basis. Not only that, they set some men on, they set 45 people on fire yesterday. And our administration will continue to tell us they're on the run. They're losing ground. They are our air power and all, everything is working. It's going to take a while. We don't have a while with this group. They are in his face, saying you're lying to the people. You say that we're on the downfall, but we're on the rise. When you look at the map and you see where they've spread it out to, first it was Iraq, Syria, now it's Pakistan, Afghanistan, now it is in Egypt, now it is in Libya. When I say it, talking about ISIS, and it's continuing to spread. It's here in the U.S. too. They just haven't raised their head up, but they're here. They're here. So what can the church do? One, we can pray, and two, we can exercise our right. Send an email, call on the phone, just send them a message. Do something else about this. Air power is not enough. We got special ops. And you know what? Our soldiers, our men and women are waiting for them to release them, because they want to go and they want to take the serpent's head off. They showed the other night this soldier in the army. He has left the army and joined up, I believe it's with the Kurdish group. It's the one group in Iraq that is fighting ISIS and is doing a good job. But they're not being supplied with the weapons as they need them. And so they're not as effective as they could be. But this soldier says, I'm joining them in the battle. And he is out there with them fighting, knowing that his life is on the line. But he's like, we can't let this stuff just keep going on. And so we're like this. It don't bother us until it happened to somebody close to us. Well, how close does a brother or sister in the Lord get? It's hitting family. Just another part of the world. So I share it with them. And then I share it with them, you know, word, and then led in prayer. And we prayed. And I think probably about 80% of our prayer was dealing with that situation there. Because we want to see God move. And as a matter of fact, I told him, I said, I believe God can take some of these men of ISIS and convict them of the errors of their way, and they will turn against what they've been doing.
Hallelujah!
May not get all of them, but I believe that there'll be some. Well, we've been through this before through church history. And the testimony of some is that when they martyred the Christians, because the Christians did not deny their faith, and they saw that instead of them you know, crying out, pleading for their lives, they were looking to Jesus and like, Lord, here I come. And it moved some of them to conviction to repent of the errors of their way. So I believe the same thing can happen for some of these ISIS warriors, whatever you want to call them. So tonight, can we just pray? We'll bring up the offering baskets, but if you don't have an offering, that's fine. And if you don't want to give an offering, that's fine too. But let's just intercede tonight. We want to intercede for Sister Tracy's mom. And we want to intercede for Aaron. We also want to intercede concerning this thing going on in our land and around the world. Because the church is the answer. If God is going to do anything in the earth, he's going to reveal it to his prophets. The prophets are going to reveal it to the body, and the body is going to execute God's will in the earth. It's more than just a religious experience. It's more than just coming, and this is good, singing and praising and worshiping God and honoring his presence. But God has also called us to pray and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, that he might hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. Hallelujah. You may not be in sin, but a fellow brother or sister might be. And we need revival to sweep this land and go around the globe. Amen? So why don't you stand to your feet right now? Sister Tracy, what's your mom's name again? Tina. Come on, Sister Tracy. Oh, praise God. Okay. Amen. We got clarity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Specificity. Hallelujah. Are you all in agreement? Are you all okay? All right. This is important. You getting ready to bring up your offerings? Is that what you're doing? Because I see people moving. Ha, 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 ha. To our guest, Brother Tim, who's that young lady that's next to you, to your left? Everyone, welcome Kelly, in Jesus' name. Good to see you. Thank you for coming to fellowship with us tonight. We welcome you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity of being able to give and sow our seeds of love and honor and bless your name. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of everything. We thank you for the stewardship over what we do have and the blessing, Lord God, to be able to honor you with our substance and the first fruits of all of our increase. We thank you, Father God, for the ability to bring you our tithes, offerings, gifts of love, to bring you our seed, to honor you with our giving. Lord, it's not according to what we don't have, but according to what we do. And to be a good steward over that, Father, is to honor you with what pleases you. So with every person that brings forth an offering to you tonight, with every person that comes forth before you tonight, Lord, I pray that you'll receive their love and their worship, their faith and their trust in you, that, Lord God, through this, you are pleased and you are glorified. And Father, tonight as we move into the realm of intercession, let your ears be open and attentive to our prayers. We will pray, Father, and we will leave it in your hands. We stand in the gap with Sister Tracy. We join arms with her tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that in her heart and in her mind, what she desires most of all is for her mom to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, we stand in the gap and we stand on your word. It is written in your word, Father God, that it is your will that none perish, but all come to repentance. And so, Father, we pray that you'll bear witness in her heart, bear witness in her life to the truth. Remove the veil. Remove the deception. Remove the blinders, Lord God, the obstacles that stand in her way. Father, in her heart, she believes she knows you. But Lord God, we pray for the full revelation of Jesus Christ, that she may know him in the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. That she may know him not only as the Son of God, but God the Son. That she may know him as Savior and as Lord. That she may know him as he is revealed in the Word and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, revelate her mind. Revelate her understanding. Give her the power of understanding that she may know the real Jesus. Oh Lord God, we stand in the gap and we stand in agreement. We pray for physical healing in her body. Physical healing in her body. Physical healing in her body. But her soul, Father, her soul, her salvation, Lord God, is a priority. That she will not leave this earth, Father, without knowing you the way you desire to be known. In the mighty name of Jesus, tear down the walls of religion, tear down the walls of deception, remove the veil that blinds the minds. We rebuke the devil, we rebuke him, and we cast him out in Jesus' mighty name. Let the angels of God come forth and minister unto her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as Tracy is talking to her mom and witnessing to her mom, may the words that she speaks be the very words that she needs to hear. Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus. May her life be a witness. May she experience true joy, true peace, true salvation, all to the glory of God. Satan, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over lies and deception. Get away from her mind. Get away from her heart. Get away from her life in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise because you're going to do a miracle. You're going to do a miracle of salvation. Lord God, she's going to see the difference. She's going to know the difference. She's going to embrace the difference. She's going to come running after you, Father. And you're going to come running after her, Lord God. And you're going to shower her with your love. You're going to shower her with truth. You're going to shower her, Father God, with your salvation. Not by the works, but by grace through faith. And we thank you, Master. As a matter of fact, we thank you right now for sending angels to her bedside. We thank you right now for sending forth your word to heal her and deliver her from destruction. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua Jesus. We hold up before you, Lord God, Aaron Manriquez. We cover this young boy in the blood. He's only 12 years old. Lord, we remember in the story. We remember in the Bible when there was a little girl that was 12 years old who was sick and near dying. She did die. There's a woman with that issue of blood for 12 years. And Lord God, you intervened on both situations. You healed the woman with the issue of blood. As a matter of fact, she pulled on you. She pulled on your garment. And the virtue flowed out of you and healed her. And then you went and healed the man's daughter. You raised her up from the dead. You cast all doubt and unbelief out of the room. And you did a miracle. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cast out all doubt. From where little Aaron is, that there be no doubters, but only those who are full of faith, only those who believe, Lord God, that you can come and give him a miracle, deliver him from cancer in his body, remove every tumor, every tumor. Remove every tumor right now. We send forth your word to heal Aaron and deliver him from destruction. You know where he's at. You know his location. And as we stand in the gap and agree, oh God, let shafts of light come in his room. Let your healing power and virtue come like rays. For the Son of God would rise up with healing in his wings. Rays of healing. Let rays of healing beam down from heaven into his room. That, Lord, you eradicate cancer in his life. Raise him up with long life. Satisfy him and show him your goodness. Show him your salvation. We give you all the praise for the miracle. We give you all the praise for the final outcome. We give you all the praise and glory. And Father, cancel their medical bills. Cancel their medical. Put it in the hospital staff. Put it in the board of directors. Put it in the people of power's heart and mind to just cancel the debt. In this year of Shemitah, in this year of rest, cancel their debt. Heal their son. Raise him up for your glory. For your glory. For your glory. Stretch forth your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. For your glory. And we promise to give you all the praise. We promise to give you all the glory. We promise not to take any credit for ourselves, but to honor you and magnify and exalt you. And may this little boy Aaron rise up and give you praise and offer unto you thanksgiving. And Lord, if he's not saved, save him and his household. Just do a wonderful work, Lord, because your name is wonderful. And we bless you now and give you praise in the name of Jesus. Everybody who agrees, say amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. President of the United States of America. President Barack Hussein Obama. Vice President Joseph Biden. The cabinet members, senators and House of Representatives, the judicial branch. Three branches of our government. We pray for divine wisdom in dealing with ISIS. We pray for divine wisdom, Lord God, that in our time and on our watch as the Church of the Living God, that we do our part and pray for those in governing authority. Father, whether we agree with them or not, you still commanded us to pray. Our allegiance is to you. We pray that our government will be a terror to evil works. As it is written in your word, as it has been spoken tonight. We send it forth to the airwaves. We send it to Washington, D.C. We send it to our state capitals. We even send it to our city halls. We send it to our local government, our state government, and our federal government. We cover these men and women in prayer. And Father, we understand that you are able to exalt one and put another one down. And Lord, we pray that the men and women that are in office will align themselves with your will and your leadership. And if they will not, that you'll uproot them. But Lord God, as we petition you, many of our brothers and sisters have been persecuted, driven away from their homes. Girls have been raped, taken advantage of, used and abused by this terror group called ISIS. Father, we not only deal with ISIS, but we deal with Al-Qaeda. We deal with Boko Haram. We deal with Hezbollah. We deal with these terror organizations. We deal with Hamas in the name of Jesus, the Muslim Brotherhood. Lord, these individuals try and invoke fear to further their agenda. Father, their desire is to bring the entire world under Islamic rule. Their desire is to establish Sharia law throughout the world. Father, your word declares, and we declare it too, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. Nothing shall go on, Lord God, without first your permission. And Lord God, when it's not according to your will, it is time for us, the church, to rise up and pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in the earth just like it is in heaven. So Father, we pray for leaders even in other lands. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Cameron, Merkel, President of France, you know their names, Father. China, you know their names, Lord God. Those that are a part of the coalition in Egypt now and in Jordan. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that these leaders would have wisdom, that they would lay down their differences and see the evil that is being executed in the earth, and they will take a stand for righteousness, that they would come against the spirit of the despot, the spirit of the dictator who abuses their people and the power they use for their own personal gain. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our leader of the United States that he would take that next step and take the lead in this battle and give his generals the leeway in order to go forth and take care of the enemy. They know what to do, Lord God. Put it in his heart, put it in his mind to let his generals take care of the problem. Father, we don't believe that we're in the tribulation yet. We don't even believe that we're gonna be the ones that go through the tribulation, Father. We believe that you're gonna send the Lord Jesus, and we're gonna meet the Lord in the air, and we're gonna spend all eternity with him and never be separated again. We believe, Father, that the rapture will take place before the tribulation, but we see it coming on the horizon. And Lord, we pray for a great and mighty move of the Spirit for every one of those that were beheaded, of the 21 Christians. Raise up another 1,000 in their place, Lord God, for each one. Let revival break forth, for their bloodshed is not in vain. May their bloodshed encourage others to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus, as it was with Paul in prison, where he encouraged the saints on the outside to rejoice. And again he said, rejoice, this thing is working out for good. Father, we don't understand everything that's going on, but you do. But we know it's got to work out for good. So let revival break out. And we pray even for those ISIS soldiers, warriors, whatever they call themselves, jihadists, that, Lord, some of them would be converted. Some of them will have a change of heart and change of mind and repent of the error of their way and be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth that is in Christ Jesus. Father, you're able to turn the tables. You're able to cause the enemy to turn on themselves. And Lord God, I pray for the terrorists that are in Boko Haram, for the terrorists that are in Al-Qaeda, for the terrorists, Lord God, that are in ISIS, for the terrorists in Hezbollah, for the terrorists, Lord God, that they turn on each other. Send confusion to their camp. Hamas and every other terrorist organization, let confusion be in their camp. That they self-destruct. For your glory. If they will not repent, that they will self-destruct. And that this coalition that is going after them will do what is necessary, Lord God, to eliminate innocent lives being slaughtered, raped, abused, mutilated, burned in the fire. And again, we'll give you all the glory. Before we close this, Father, we pray that it brings the church together, that we drop our denominational labels, we drop all of our differences, that we have the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that we all think the same thing, believe the same thing, that this will bring us together as a united front, the church of the living God. And we will give you glory and honor and praise. If you believe in that prayer, give the Lord a hand of praise and thank him. Thank you for your agreement. Thank you for your standing in the gap. Hallelujah. May the Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he might bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The gates of hell will not triumph over you, but you will triumph over the gates of hell, because you are the church of the living God. You are the pillar and ground of truth, the foundation, the mainstay, the prop, and the support of the truth. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody who agrees said amen. Now really give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah.